Hey everybody, this is Jeff and Lydia reporting for Climb Talk on 1190 KVCU, home of the Buff. We're here at the Spot Bouldering Gym, January 24th, 2009. It's the SBS 4, number 3 of the season, the high ball comp. Lydia, who are we talking to tonight?
We're talking a lot of slackliners. Like here, there's a guy, Greg, who's really into these backflips. I hope he pulls it on the highline.
Oh, that sounds really cool. There's also a highline thing going on, huh?
Yeah, they're gonna strap up a slackline across the two boulders.
Whoa!
See, they're
on
gonna
top of the boulders?
Yeah.
Cool.
At the very top. It's gonna be intense. We'll see if they hit the ground this year.
Okay. And Lydia, we have some interviews lined up for later. Who else are we talking to?
I think we got some Dan Howley going on.
Okay, owner of the gym.
That's right. And Justin Song.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's he been up to lately?
Sounds like he's done the first free ascent of the magical mushroom on the nose.
Really?
On the nose.
Yosemite?
Yosemite.
Cool. Okay, so we're talking to Dan Howell, owner of the gym, Justin Song, and of course we just got treated to some delicious Avery beer, and Wahoo is here providing the food. Everybody seems to be enjoying that quite a bit. So let's go down the floor and see what's going on. Hey everybody, Jeff back here with you. I'm here with Lydia and Brian Solano. Brian Solano, what have you been up to lately?
I've been working on a couple film projects.
Okay.
And putting together a big film tour with two of my colleagues.
Okay.
So the first DVD is actually coming out in February, and it's called Rewind. And it's basically just a kind of conglomerate of a bunch of footage that we've from the past that we've never used.
Sure.
And then a bunch of highlights from my past films.
Really?
So it's more of a
promote. Past films?
My past films are The Life was the first one.
Uh-huh.
The Australia Project, Karma, and most recently it was Spray.
Sure.
So it's gonna have highlights from all those films and a bunch of unreleased footage from the past.
Oh, fantastic.
And the idea behind it is we're gonna sell it at a low price point and just try to get the footage out there.
Yeah.
To people that are psyched to see it. And yeah, we just want to get the footage out there, not
that's cool.
Hidden in our hard drives.
Sure, sure. Is there any theme to the footage or to the production in general?
It's kind of
you're fine.
The name of the movie is Rewind.
Okay.
So the theme is kind of a flash in the past. You know,
well, it sounds like you have five videos out now?
That'll be the fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you have plenty of material to go back through and kind of to rehash. Is that a fair summary?
Exactly, yeah. And there's
cool.
A lot of stuff that just never got used, and I just wanted to get it out there.
That's cool.
And then my big release of 09 is called The Players.
Sure.
And that's going to be part of the Stone Masters film tour.
Really?
Which is going to be The Players, Masters of Stone 6, and a film called Heraklia, which is about bouldering in Turkey.
Okay. Wow.
And
that's a new topic.
Yeah, so we're each going to show 20 to 30 minutes of our films.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be packaged into one event. And that's going to be at the Boulder Theater March 11th.
Oh, that's cool.
What other kind of places have you shot video for this movie?
Most recently, we were in Vietnam.
Wow.
Shooting a climber named Chris Linder, deep water soloing and traveling around looking for new cliffs over the water.
Sure.
So
that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
Anything else?
Yeah, if people want to find out more information about your films, where's a good place to go?
You can just go to bsproductions.us.
Okay.
Or stonemasterstour.com is the website for the tour, and we're going to be going not just in Boulder. There's going to be shows all over the country.
Oh, so that's fantastic.
Anywhere you are, you'll be able to check it out.
Okay. So one more time, the website?
bsproductions.us is my site for all my movies, and then stonemasterstour.com.
Great. Well, yeah, that's exciting. We're going to go check it out.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, I'm Lydia, and this is we're here with Sean Rabatou, and looks like you just won a prize from the raffle from the Spot Comp.
Yep.
What'd you get?
A pair of cook gels again.
Again? Do you have quite a collection from these raffles?
No, I give them to my friends or I trade them out.
Do you have plenty of your own?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, was there a youth comp tonight as well?
Yep.
What about on the Highline? You guys, you gonna hit that up?
I can't do it, but...
No, you can't do it? Not at all?
No, not even one step.
Why not?
Because I don't do it. I don't practice.
You just don't try it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you think it would help your climbing at all?
Don't know.
I guess,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe. How do you think it would help?
Balance.
Balance, definitely. For sure. So what do you think of the Highline? Does it look pretty scary?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks a little scary. You're not afraid of heights at all, are you?
No.
No, of course not.
How high up is that line, Sean?
I don't know.
What do you think? 20 feet? 30 feet? What's your guess?
30?
30? Woo! That's pretty high.
25,
you think? Maybe closer to 20.
What are some of the tricks those guys are going to do?
I don't know at all.
You don't know? You haven't watched them practice?
No.
All right. I guess we'll all find out together then, huh?
Yeah.
Sean, what did you think about the problems tonight?
What problems?
I'm sorry, the problems.
Good.
They were?
Yeah.
Cool. A little bit reachy or nice and perfect length, powerful? Any comments? They were fun, weren't they?
Yeah, they were fun, and I guess that they weren't too reachy. I mean...
No, not too bad.
Some of them were, but...
Sure. But you're a small guy. You have to kind of expect that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sean, didn't I see you at the BRC last?
Yeah.
What's that like climbing both the great gyms in Boulder?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think going between the two of them? Do you have any preferences?
No, not really. I guess one's just better for rope and one's better for bouldering.
That's true. Do you like roping up, Sean?
Yeah.
Do you also like the freedom of bouldering?
Yep.
Sounds like you got going on.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Sean.
You're welcome.
Everybody, Jack back here with you. I'm talking to Peter. Peter, you're here representing Avery Brewer, right?
I am representing Avery Brewing Company.
Okay.
That's right.
Cool.
Okay.
We're enjoying the beer tonight.
I hope so.
It seems like you're running out, right?
A little bit. That's the way it's meant to go, though. You know,
sure.
Bring enough beer for everybody, but everybody's got to enjoy it.
What's the popular drink tonight?
IPA is always the most popular, but Ellie's just done a good job, too.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. All right. Why is Avery always involved with competitions?
Adam Avery's pretty fanatic climber here in town, and his mission was to make sure that people who live this way should be drinking great beer.
Oh, that's fantastic. It is great beer. Real quick before you got to get back to work, what's the website?
AveryBrewing.com.
Okay, thank you, Peter.
Cheers, mate.
All right, this is Lydia and Jeff here with Melissa Rennick. So you work here at the spot, is that correct?
I do work here at the spot.
And what do you do?
I work with the climbing school. I teach their after school programs, and I actually help them out with some sales and marketing and administrative stuff.
What type of age groups do you work with?
I like the younger kids because they enjoy all my games, boulder tag and boulder basketball.
Boulder tag, that sounds exciting.
So usually like 6 to 12. It's okay. My favorite age.
Cool. And how many times a week do you guys run these programs for specific programs? Not so much every day, but I mean one specific program. How many times do you run it a week?
Oh my goodness. We have an amazing amount of programs here, Lydia.
Yeah, so it's all different.
Yeah, every age group, every day of the week, for every level of climber, from just fun groups to junior team. We had our junior team go to Utah last week.
That's
and
what we
compete.
Heard, though.
Yeah.
How often do those folks practice here?
They practice here twice a week. And
okay. Yeah. Is that like a Monday, Thursday schedule?
I think they do Tuesday, Thursday, junior team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And how about the other kids? How often do they practice?
Well, we have some groups that come in once a week and some groups that come in twice a week. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And for more information about the youth climbing?
Just that summer programs are coming up. Okay. And I'm excited to go outside.
Coming up. Oh, that's cool. Are those kids gonna get outside?
Yeah, we have week long programs and half day programs. So.
Okay. And people can find out more information where at?
At thespotgym.com.
Okay. And this should be easy to find the youth climbing program from there?
Yeah, from there you can find out about all of the SPOT programs, corporate, team building, youth programs, beginner classes, women's classes. Right. There's something for everyone here.
So, Melissa, what brings you to competition tonight?
I wanted to check out the Highline competition, and my husband, Scott Rennick, was scoring.
Sure, we talked to Scott earlier.
Yeah, and I thought maybe I could learn some new climbing tricks in the finals.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
The finals are coming up after the Highline Comp.
Learning new tricks.
I am inspired watching some of these climbers. I'm not a boulderer deep down at heart. I like to do a lot of more walls and long free climbs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where do you like to do that at?
Well, actually, like the Black Canyon of the Gunnison,
cool.
Yeah, up around Long's Peak, Scott and I.
So how about your average weekend around here? Where are you going to go?
Oh, it all depends on the weather.
Sure.
Colorado's so variable.
It is variable. Let's say we don't know what's going to happen. Where are you heading?
I guess if I was going to stick close to home, because in the winter you never know what the weather's going to be, probably go bouldering up on Flagstaff or one of the warm walls up in Boulder Canyon.
Sure, there's quite a few of those.
Yeah, but as the weather gets nice, I'm gonna try and drag Scott up into Rocky Mountain National Park again.
Cool. What are you looking at?
Oh, the Diamond, of course.
Wow.
It's the Colorado Classic, right?
It really is, but there's some hiking involved, goodness.
Well, yeah, it's the bonus hike. My friends make fun of me because I always enjoy the bonus hike, but it's like warming up. You can find your breath.
It really is.
We were wondering earlier if there's ever been a successful female free ascent of the Diamond. Do you know any history on that?
In the winter.
Oh, I don't know about in the winter. I thought Steph Davis did it in the summer, last year.
She free-soloed it, which is a big deal, but we're wondering if any females have had any winter ascents. Free ascents, free of aid.
Ashley Woods might be a better person to ask about that. She's the ice queen around here.
Well, other than going up and climbing on Long's Peak a little bit, what's some spring/summer destinations for you? What's Scott want to go do?
What does Scott want to do? Scott, come on over here. Scott. Scott, what do you want to do? Your goals, your climbing goals.
I like playing basketball, but she's a little shorter than me and doesn't really get the shots off so much. Well, we're going to go climb some alpine routes, and we're going to do some hiking and, have some near-death experiences, have some storms that you feel like are about to make your head explode, maybe some big giant suitcase-sized rocks come down falling all around you and making you feel like you're about to get smushed, and maybe a little hypothermia.
Yeah.
The bugs aren't so bad up there, but the rodents will definitely eat your food. If you don't bring enough food, it'll all be gone.
And they come in a variety of sizes as well.
Yeah, and the big ones, you can take your burrito and hide it under a rock and think that there's not much room to get to the burrito, but the big marmots will still find a way in there, and your burrito is not going to be left when you get back to the bottom.
We lost Chipotle to the marmots last summer. We were so looking forward to it after the descent too, but
the best part is getting home and taking a shower.
That's right.
Who is it? John? There's a famous quote that it's not over until you're in the shower. But
it's a John Long thing.
John Long, that was it.
Yeah, it's not over. Yeah.
Until you're in the shower.
Yeah, the smile doesn't come out until you get in the shower.
That's right.
I don't even ask a lot of my partners if they had fun until a day or two or a week or two later now.
It's sport, isn't it?
It depends on your sport, right?
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of climbing, is there's so many different branches of it and so many different ways to explore it.
Yeah.
Well, despite all the variety, you spend too many nights on the ledge with your partners, they're not going to want to climb with you too much more. Have fun. I'm going to go back downstairs, huh?
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah. This is Jeff and Lydia reporting for Climb Talk on 1190 AM KVCU.
Home of the Buffs.